May want to start the day with a little bit of a sermon here this morning.
Brothers and sisters, a George Reed from the Book of Lancaster. It's playoff time, and we're bringing the flock together. Friday Night Lights, Saturday and Sunday showdowns. And now, it's the Western Final. We will gather on the weekend to cheer and revel in the Riders' successes. You got to believe, my brothers and sisters, that Coach Corey will lead us to the promised land, to the W in Rider Nation, with the playbook of Trevor and AJ and Schaefer Baker and the leg of Lauda. Now listen, no football player shows up on Sunday and says, let's see what happens. No, sir. They study the blitzes, the crossing routes, and they gear up for a fight in the trenches. Can I get an amen? For all this is the weekend of CJ and Campbell to punch those lions in the mouth. And to stand and cheer for found money and touchdown Tommy. Brothers and sisters, let us gather in the stands around our TV sets and rally behind our boys in green, for they will don their helmets and give it everything they've got. Today, my brothers and sisters, lift up your hands, put on that jersey, and yell at the top of your lungs, go Riders, go!
Premier Scott Moe even declared today Green and White Day in the province. Moe said it's been a season to remember, and he isn't shy about predicting how this one's going to end either.
Going to see the entire province come out and show their support and show their pride for our Saskatchewan Rough Riders team with Green and White Day this Friday, November the 7th. And then we're going to head towards Winnipeg next week.
I like his attitude. Yeah, off to the Grey Cup. Mother Nature has done her part in helping to paint part of the province green and white here, that's for sure, as snow has lightly covered some rooftops, some vehicles, some streets, or even lawns here this morning in Regina. Some areas of the city, nothing at all. Others got a little bit of the white stuff. Game day weather tomorrow. It's going to be sunny with a high of -7. A kickoff at 5:30. So I'm predicting around -10 or 11 degrees by the fourth quarter. Maybe a little bit colder. The overnight low is -17 Saturday, but everyone's going to dress accordingly, and haven't heard yet from the Riders officially about a sellout, but I'm looking at Ticketmaster here, and it looks to be about, I'd guess, maybe 500 blue dots left. Few verified ticket resales in there as well, too. Coach Mace told the Green Zone last Friday he hopes we can be louder than what he experienced at the West Final in Winnipeg last year.
This is your opportunity to do your job. You want to be the best fan base in the league? Let's prove it, man, because I tell you what, when we walked into Winnipeg last year, that Joker was packed, and it was tough, and it did. I thought it made a difference. I think it's our turn to prove that we are the fan base we claim to be. I can't freaking wait. I just ask that everybody screaming their freaking tails off the entire game. Even if there's some adversity, that's what we need you more. Let's get freaking crazy, man. I can't wait, man. I can't wait. Green is the freaking color.
There
baby.
You
Let's go.
Go. I love it. Coach Mace pumped on the Green Zone when he stopped by, and it's Green and White Day in the province, so jerseys are totally acceptable at work today. It's just like football this weekend here. We got high school football provincial championships, U of R Rams. Yeah, the U of R Rams heading to Saskatoon to meet the Huskies in the Hardy Cup. Winner of that then moves on to the CanWest Championship, playing host to the Mitchell Bowl against the Ontario champion, and then, of course, the Vanier Cup. The national championship is November 22nd right here in Regina at Mosaic. And I mentioned high school provincials too. I should first start with high school volleyball season. Just wrapped up last night at a couple championship games. Blue Division senior girls first place. Knoll defeated the defending champions Campbell. And in the senior boys division, first place Miller defeated second place Leboldus. That's volleyball. That's now done. And now just two provincial football finals to deal with. Tonight in Saskatoon, Miller Collegiate there representing Regina taking on the Holy Cross Crusaders. And then tomorrow, F.W. Johnson takes on Moose Jaw Central in Moose Jaw at 1 o'clock. Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Hey. Bring them out. One bring more them out. Sleep. Bring The Riders and Lions in the West Final. And, man, I think the city is pumped. I know I heard Ian Schaefer Baker. He can't wait.
It's going to be electric. Thriller, show-stopping. And, you know, people pay a lot of money to come fill this place out. It's on us to give them a show. A
few hundred tickets left for the final. And joining me now, Grey Cup champ, Green Zone analyst Belton Johnson. Are you as fired up as Shake and Bake there, buddy?
Let's go. Let's go. It's time, Greg. I'm ready, man.
I'm jacked up for this game, too, man. It's going to be fun, I think. I'm glad it's Nathan Rourke and the BC Lions. I wanted it this way. I wanted to see our defense just keep him running and sack him as many times as we can. Do you think they're up for the task?
I know they're up for the task, Greg. And, you know, some of the guys that have had the rest and everything, they're back. You know, Michael Johnson, I think the middle of that Rider defense is really going to get after them. And, you know, the secondary, I think they're going to be able to keep pace with the DC line receivers. But again, it's going to be the pressure that the Riders bring in, what, 6-7 guys. I think we're going to see it all day long that day.
Well, having the right to host this West Final certainly helped, as everyone is ready to go pretty much here. But, man, let's give the Lions their due. They've won 7 straight, including the semifinal last weekend. And I know we won 2 of 3 from them this season. But what do you like about the Lions? And I know you're not supposed to like the Lions, but what is it that you like that they could actually do?
Well, the thing that I like about is Rourke, right? He's a dual threat quarterback, Greg, right? If he gets out the pocket, you know, I think the game last week there, he had, what, 66 yards rushing or somewhere in that range, right? And then his arm, he's got lots of weapons. I've mentioned the receivers and everything. But I think one guy that some people forget about is the running back. Butler.
Yes.
Right? He is a key piece to that offense as well, and he can hurt the Riders. But again, I think the Rider defense heavy on this one, Brett.
Okay. Belton Johnson's here. I'm going to get to return to the game in a moment, the West Final, and get your prediction. But let's talk about out east, Montreal and the Ticats. What do you think's going to happen here?
Well, with that one, I don't know. I still think that I'm thinking the Alouettes, right? They have when it comes to playoff time, it's all about defense to me. And the Alouettes, their defense is pretty darn good. And I think they're going to get out to Bo Levi and the guys there in Hamilton. And with offensively, the Alouettes, Alexander, the quarterback, right? He is a key piece to that team because when he plays, that team seems to play on another level, if you will.
Well, and they were so resilient against the Bombers, who looked like it was going to be a cakewalk. Then the Bombers came back, but Alouettes just fought back too. Okay, so I'm hearing the Alouettes and the Riders in the Grey Cup. By what score will the Riders win tomorrow?
Oh, man. I'm going 32-23 Riders in this one, Greg.
32-23 for you. Jamie and I have said 30-17 for the Riders. I say Riders 31. BC 28, Brett Lothar coming through for us, Belton.
Well, hey, if he comes through, he's going to be a gem around here. He better get it done, Greg.
He's going to get it done. I know he is. Kickoff set for 5:30. You'll pop by the Green Zone pregame show around 3:30, I bet, right?
That's correct, Greg. We'll be ready to go.
Are you feeling this city is got a bit of a vibe right now with this West Final in our own backyard?
Oh, I know it does. I've been seeing green all week this week here. Lots of fans walking around. I know in my neighborhood, you know, everybody's ready to go. They've been talking about this game all week. So,
well, Premier Mo said it's green and white day today. So are you going to SGI wearing your original jersey you played in?
I don't know if I can fit it now, Greg.
You could. You look great these days, buddy. Hey, Belton, let's go Riders. Have a good weekend, pal.
Let's go. Have a good one, Greg.
Foo Fighters coming next September. Tickets sold really well when they went on sale. I looked at Ticketmaster few days ago to see how Mosaic Stadium was looking. I'd say it's about almost 70% sold right now. By the time it rolls around in September, it's going to be a sellout. On the heels of the Foo Fighters announcement, which was made by the CEO of the Real District, Rick Bennett, comes news this morning that Mr. Bennett is now leaving the company. And in the release from the Real, they said only that it was for personal and family reasons. Trent Frazier, who was interim CEO before Rick, after Tim Reid, returns to the role again. And he was only a CEO for 4 months, Mr. Bennett. Jamie Bolt, chair of the Real board, saying she's not concerned about the optics of this at all.
Many of the things that are being done are by the folks with the boots on the ground at Real, and they'll continue working and doing all the good stuff and keeping that momentum going.
She says it'll be a little longer search now for a new CEO, but she is confident in Trent Frazier's leadership as interim CEO. Trent's a great guy. He'll be fine there. Not entirely sure why Bennett leaving after only 4 months. Over the Rail District, it's been a few years since Journey, the band, has ever played there. And don't get too excited. They just announced their Final Frontier tour, doing 60 shows. This is it. They're saying farewell, and Regina's not on the list yet. There are a handful of Canadian dates, but I see nothing from them, even Alberta or even Manitoba. Keyboardist original member Jonathan Kane on the last hurrah.
But it just feels like a good time to enjoy my grandkids and my family. And I've given a lot. I've given enough. I would never, ever duck out on my fans without saying goodbye because I'm grateful for them. And I always plan on doing one last hurrah. So this is going to be it for me.
Jonathan Kane from Journey, their farewell tour. As for those of you who are a little stubborn and old school, think, oh, Steve Perry, is he going to come back for one last hurrah? No, Art Alpernita, their vocalist, as it has been for a number of years now, is on this farewell tour from Journey. And I'm just giving with a bit of pop culture for a moment here. If you're looking for things to do this weekend, Predator Badlands is on the big screen. Elle Fanning plays a damaged android from the Alien series and teams up with the Predator monster who has come to a dangerous planet on its first hunt.
Here, you're not the Predator. You're the prey.
I like the original Predator movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, who said he has been approached to returning to some form of a Predator movie. I'd be interested in that. Our first teaser for the new Michael Jackson biopic, simply called Michael, dropped.
Can you lower the lights for me, please?
Okay, but remember, in here, keep those feet still, my man.
That's supposed to be Quincy Jones talking to a very young Michael Jackson, who is in the movie played by Jafar Jackson, who's actually Michael's nephew. Michael's brother Jermaine's son. And this new movie is going to come out next April. And word is that they might actually split it into two movies because of how long it is. Those of you who are old enough to remember Gremlins, good news. Steven Spielberg even confirming that he is assisting Gremlins 3, which will be in theaters next Christmas. Again, this weekend, if you're wanting to just stay cozy warm at home, looking for something to stream on Disney Plus Live tomorrow night, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony, Bad Company, Cyndi Lauper, just a couple being inducted. Over on Netflix, there's a new Frankenstein movie, and comedian Nikki Glaser is going to host Saturday Night Live as well. Just a heads up, if you live in the East End near Chuka Boulevard, you might see Mayor Chad Baczynski and Fire Chief Lane Jackson on the corner there as they're doing an official sod turning for the much-talked-about fire station number 8. It's been a long time coming, so they're going to do that later this morning. I know the mayor was on the show yesterday confirming that 11th Avenue is going to open up to traffic on Monday between Broad and Albert. They've upgraded underground infrastructure, rebuilt roads and sidewalks from Broad to Lorne, and next spring they're going to have to finish it all off, upgrade more infrastructure, work on sidewalks, install new lighting, and fix infrastructure on 11th between Albert and Broad. So, open on Monday, finally. Oh, by the way, I asked the mayor too yesterday how close Dewdney is to opening again between Albert and Broad.
That one is going to be closer to the kind of mid-end of November here. There's a little bit of work with the rails, the rail crossing there. So once that's done, that will also be ready to open for everybody. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place.
Well, there he was, Prime Minister Mark Carney, yesterday busy defending his new budget at the House of Commons.
This budget is about building this great country. And what this budget shows is that with the $1 trillion of investment that we are going to catalyze, we are going to put more than $3,000 in the pocket of every Canadian by the end of this decade.
A Bloc Quebec law amendment rejecting the budget as conflict to Quebec will be voted on today, with defeat potentially triggering a Christmas election. There's still that concern there, too. Carney was asked this week, when was the last time he'd spoken to Trump, by the way, about tariff negotiations and whether or not talks were any closer to being revived?
The talks are not yet revived. I last spoke to the U.S. president a few days ago in Asia.
So that's Carney a couple of days ago. And President Trump yesterday seeming to toy with Canada in front of the media after he was just about to board the chopper. You can hear in the background here, he talked about negotiations with us.
We haven't really had a lot of luck with Canada. I think Canada could be one where they'll just pay tariffs, not really a negotiation. We're working very diligently with Europe, the EU, which covers a lot of countries, and that's the big one right now. We have the confines of a deal with China. We don't have a deal with Canada. We haven't been focused on it.
Not focused on it. Meanwhile, if that isn't enough chaos, more of it is growing across the U.S. because of all the major airlines, including the likes of United Airlines that flies out of our airport with those direct flights to Denver. A lot of them today having to cancel up to 10% of their flights. And what's happening is, in the U.S., the government is shut down, right? And, well, today, day 38 of it being shut down. And a lot of the airlines canceling these flights because the FAA has told them to do so. A lot of air traffic controllers not being paid during the shutdown, just not showing up for work, choosing sick leave instead. And it's led to critical staffing shortages. And that's why there's concern that if you're flying stateside in the next few days, your flights could be canceled or the connections might be really wonky too. Here at home, the Riders and the Lions in the West Final. We got one more sleep. This will be the fourth time the Riders have hosted the West Final since 1972, head coach Corey Mace excited. Bring it on.
Ultimately, it's going to come down to our fan base and how loud they can get and how consistent they are with that throughout the game. Everybody knows what this team and this fan base brings.
Yeah, and bring it tomorrow. Quarterback Trevor Harris, he says, bundle up, let's roll.
Obviously, the coldness that's out here, and you know, we know it's going to be quite the freezing day out here on Saturday, which fires us all up, and so it's going to be exciting. It's playoff football at its finest, and welcome to Regina.
Game day weather is, it's looking like it'll be fairly sunny by kickoff at 5:30, but the high around minus 7 at that point, and then falling maybe about minus 10, 11 by the fourth quarter. So yeah, blankets, ski pants, maybe. It's all going to be necessary, but man, that place is going to be rocking tomorrow. Tonight, I think the fam are all off to the Pats game. Red Deer in town. It's the first of three games and three nights for them. Pats started out a little rough. I think in those first eight games, they only won one, but now they've won, what, five of their last eight? I even think they've jumped it. Yeah, I think they're in the last playoff spot in the Eastern Conference now. And I know when I spoke with Coach Brad Haroff at the beginning of the season on this show, he said the goal is to make the playoffs. They've missed the last couple. It looks like they're starting to commit to that goal. So that's awesome. Looking forward to going tonight to the Pats game. Good luck to Regina Pats. Maddox Schultz and Liam Pugh, man, they are on fire, playing for Team Canada White at the Under-17 World Challenge in Nova Scotia. Yesterday, they beat Finland 5-1 in the quarterfinal. Both Schultz and Pugh scored a goal. In fact, Schultz, he went on to finish with a goal and an assist. He's now fifth in tournament scoring with 4 goals and 6 points. Pugh is one better with 3 goals and 7 points, and he sits in third in the tournament.